We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Police investigate a stabbing in Muncie where an Orthodox Jewish man was attacked while on his way to shul.
Residents of Muncie say they were already fearful because of the rise of anti-Semitic rhetoric online in the community, but now even more so, says Hannah.
It's very frightening just because it's such a quiet, safe neighborhood, and like having my children go out and not knowing what's going to happen to them. It's very, very sad.
This after a 30-year-old teacher was attacked on his way to synagogue Wednesday morning just before 6 on Howard Drive. Ramapo Police Chief Brad Wydell says they don't have enough evidence to call it a hate crime, but he says it was so vicious he'd call it attempted murder.
He was approached from behind by at least one or maybe more individuals, and he was assaulted and stabbed. And stabbed more than once.
He underwent emergency surgery. Police are increasing patrols. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Muncie.
The Anti-Defamation League is offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. A second person has died now from a vaping-related illness in New York. The state health department has identified the victim as a Manhattan man in his 30s with a reported history of using e-cigarettes and other vaping products. On the heels of the announcement, Governor Cuomo is telling folks that if you don't know what you're smoking, don't smoke it. He also said his administration is taking every step on the state level to combat the vaping crisis, but he called on the federal government to take action. After two attacks in less than a week, Rutgers is taking steps to keep students and others safe from coyotes. This is University Police Chief Kenneth Cott.
We have closed the preserve. We have increased police patrols in the immediate area. And most importantly, we're working with the DEP's Division of New Jersey Fish and Wildlife and local law enforcement to develop a plan.
In the most recent incident on Monday night, a man was walking on Road 3 on the Rutgers Livingston campus when a coyote came up from behind and started biting his pant leg. Several days earlier, a man was bitten while walking on the Avenue E footpath near Hospital Road. Fortunately, neither was seriously injured. If you encounter a coyote, state wildlife officials say try making loud noises and the animal will likely run away. What a scene in the Bronx last night where nearly two dozen people were injured when a fire broke out in a six-story apartment building in the Wakefield section. That includes 14 police officers.
People here say the cops in the 47th precinct seemed to arrive almost immediately, rushing through hallways despite heavy smoke, knocking on doors to get people out of this six-story building safely. Alicia lives in the building here on Baychester Avenue in the Wakefield section.
They were awesome last night. If it wasn't because of them, I think maybe there could have been more than what happened last night.
And this from Tarina.
They did the count of the people in the building. They just helped everyone.
Chief of Department Terrence Monahan tweeted out, "It's courageous acts like this that earn our officers the name New York's Finest." Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in the Wakefield section of the Bronx.
A truck driver is in serious condition after he slammed his vehicle into a house in Great Kill, Staten Island.
Now I'm a little bit nervous. It was surreal.
Well, that's the homeowner after the incident, which happened at around 7:20 this morning at 33 Hillcrest Street. This was a Peapod delivery truck. The FDNY says the driver appears to have suffered some kind of medical episode. The New York City Taxi Federation has unveiled a plan that would change the way you pay for your ride, with drivers collecting their fare up front before the ride begins. An estimated 20 to 30% of all livery rides go unpaid, and they say Operation Pay and Ride is meant to stop fare evaders. The initiative is also focused on avoiding verbal or physical altercations between drivers and riders. The change comes after a driver was arrested Monday on charges that he stabbed a passenger. A trove of items relating to Virginia Woolf is heading to the New York Public Library. The New York Times says a private collection of 153 personal items assembled by collector William Beekman will now join some 3,700 other Wolf materials as part of the library's Berg collection of English and American literature. This includes about 100 letters, many of which are unpublished. The collection's curator says the items show a different side of Wolf and bring out a dynamic picture of who she was. The New York Times acclaimed 1619 project will be the basis for a series of books that will include essays, fiction, poetry, and a graphic novel. Random House Group imprints have acquired the rights to the project that will build upon the special issue of the Times magazine last summer that centered on the 400th anniversary of the first enslaved Africans being brought to the U.S. The books will be overseen in part by Times journalist Nicole Hannah-Jones, who initiated the 1619 project, and by Jake Silverstein, editor-in-chief of the New York Times magazine.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.